is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, Sports Director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. More people across the country are driving electric vehicles, but Wisconsin lags behind. EVs only make up about 1% of all cars on our roads. Here's Judith Ruiz Branch.
Misconceptions about cost, maintenance, and performance are top of mind for hesitant buyers. But in Wisconsin, where about 30% of the state's population is rural, accessibility is one of the biggest concerns. Jeremiah Brockman with the Wisconsin Electric Vehicle Association thinks it's only partly because rural areas in general are slower to catch on to some trends. He says some areas still don't have enough charging stations.
Part of the problem, too, is you have more farmland in rural areas. And if you spend the entire day out on a farm and you're driving around your, you know, many acres of land, you worry about where you're going to charge your vehicle at that point. And I think that's another hurdle.
Compared to neighboring states, Wisconsin has significantly fewer charging stations. In an effort to help bolster the state's EV infrastructure, Wisconsin passed a law earlier this year to install a network of 65 fast charging stations statewide. The plan is to install them every 50 miles along the interstate system and major highways through next year. Even though the law was Republican-authored in Wisconsin, Brockman says he believes the political divide is another factor in EV ownership hesitation.
Honestly, you know, this is part of a larger national conversation where electric vehicles are kind of being politicized. And, you know, I like to say the benefits are there. It doesn't matter who you voted for last Tuesday. The benefits are there no matter what.
Those benefits include lower fuel and maintenance costs, lower emissions, and potential tax breaks. For Public News Service, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Who's next at Wisconsin? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. We told you after losing to Oregon, the Badgers fired their offensive coordinator, Phil Longo, after just two seasons. So who will replace him? Head coach Luke Fickell asked at a press conference.
Just who's going to be calling plays for the rest of the season and why that particular person?
Why does it matter? Right? I mean, the offense will, you know, be run and those guys will do a lot of things collaboratively together. And I don't think it really is important as to who's calling it. You know, I guess it gives you the ability to point a finger at somebody if that's the case. But it's not one of those things I think is that important. Sometimes I think it's overrated in some ways. But it'll be a collaborative group and those guys will have to work a lot together.
College hoops, Wisconsin with another win, 87-84 over Texas Rio Grande Valley. The Badgers undefeated at 5-0. The Bucks with a win, 101-100 over the Houston Rockets, thanks to a gutsy layup by Damian Lillard.
It comes down to who's going to make the plays. And I thought tonight in that last stretch, we was the one to make the plays.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media is your spot for sports. From updates on your favorite teams, live broadcasts of the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, and Bucks, and local sports coverage in your community, we've got everything you need. Find a station near you at civicmedia.us or download the free app today. We'll have more news and talk coming up here on Civic Media's stream.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Stuart J. Waddles. I've been into like pistachios. Now they sell them shelled. That's probably my favorite movie snack for when I'm at home.
Are you getting paid by Big Nut? I don't know of anybody that has pistachios during a movie.
Listen, I would love to be paid by Big Nut. I could do cough drops during movies if people would pay me.
Yeah, let's redirect here because this could go bad.
Yeah, this guy, I think it already has.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Looking for the game? Find us over the air for sports coverage on Civic Media stations.
Good morning. Welcome, welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenhoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We have a jam-packed show today. Dominic Salvia, our friend and colleague and host of the Dom Salvia Show from 4 to 6 p.m., going to be joining us at 10:33 to do another round of all the best people, round five, I guess. I'm not sure what round we're on. At 11:06, Emily Pritzkow is the executive director of the Wisconsin Building Trades Council, and she is going to join us to talk about a new major solar project.
Fantastic.
That is going up. It's called the Apple River Solar Project and going to be using lots of union labor for that. So we're going to be talking to Emily Pritzkow about that. 11:33, lightening things up. The Holiday Folk Fair is coming back to Milwaukee. Dr. Paul Trebian is president and CEO of the International Institute of Wisconsin, which produces the Holiday Folk Fair. He will be here at 11:33 to tell us what you can expect if you're going to go to that event this year. And as we always do, we will wrap up the show with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today, the insurance fraud edition. It's a good one. It's a good one. Again, if you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says, at civicmedia.us. And a reminder as well, if you were looking for some new merch, perhaps for Christmas.
Ooh, that's a coming up.
Huh?
Yeah.
Civicmedia.us. Check out our Civic Media merch. We've got hats. We've got t-shirts. We've got stickers. We have all kinds of things. So go to civicmedia.us, click on the shop button, and take a look.
I'm pushing for new merch next year.
Are you?
I want fresh merch. Fresh stuff.
Fresh stuff?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, yeah. Something to shoot for.
Yeah.
Something to shoot for. We are going to start off, though, with talking tariffs.
Why, Jane? Don't they fix everything?
Well, apparently not. From Forbes magazine, Forbes.com, Trump's tariffs will probably cause Walmart to hike prices, according to the chief financial officer. We do have some clips, do we not, Greg Bach?
Yes, we have a clip of Mark Cuban speaking on this matter at a rally, I believe it was last month, giving the all-out truth on what tariffs, and we've talked about this many times.
Many times.
Tariffs are not the magic bullet. They're not going to solve economic problems, even though from a macro level, the economy is very good. The tariffs are not going to make it better. So, Calvin, can you play that clip?
Now, he has this crazy, crazy, crazy notion that putting a tariff of 60% on every single product imported from China is a good idea. Let me just tell you, this man has so little understanding of tariffs, he thinks that China pays for them. This is the same guy who also thought that Mexico would pay for the wall. So there's no misquote. You know, we all know that across-the-board tariffs are a tax on everybody. All the major economists have said so. Kamala has talked about it over and over again. But, you know, I'm going to give him a little bit of credit. I honestly think that he used to understand how tariffs work. I mean, back in the 90s and the early 2000s, he was a little bit coherent when he talked about trade policy. And he actually made a little bit of sense. But I don't know what happened to him. The way he's been thinking about tariffs and trade now, something's a little bit lost. And now his trade policies, particularly with tariffs, are basically just gibberish.
And a tax on all of us.
Yes, we pay the price for those tariffs.
Walmart's chief financial officer telling CNBC, his name is John David Rainey, there probably will be cases where prices will go up for consumers. Regarding the impact of Walmart's prices of about 10% tax on all imports and 60% tax on Chinese imports, Rainey added that tariffs are inflationary for customers. It's not immediately clear how quickly these tariffs could go into effect. The odds of a 10% across-the-board tariff in 2025 are low. That is according to J.P. Morgan's chief U.S. economist, Michael Feroli.
So they're saying that it's a low chance he'll put a 10% tariff on?
Across the board.
Hold my beer. That's what last thing you want to do is tell that man you probably won't do it. This is a man flirting with 1,000%.
Yes.
Which is dramatic.
Or 2,000%. Yes. Or 200%. Or just, yeah. I guess, whatever number he thinks is good. Here are three companies. The CEO of AutoZone, Philip Daniel, told analysts in September that tariff policies had ebbed and flowed, but if Trump implements more tariffs, we will pass those tariff costs back to the consumer. We generally raise prices ahead of that. So that's historically what we've done.
Mm-hmm.
Columbia Sportswear CEO Tim Boyle told his analysts on an October earnings call the company is very concerned about the imposition of tariffs and that while Columbia is pretty good at managing them, trade wars are not good and not easy to win. He said Columbia, the company is set to raise prices.
Yeah.
It's going to be very, very difficult to keep products affordable for Americans.
I like the usage of that phrase trade war, trade wars, as Tim Boyle said. Usually a war is fought between two sides or many sides, but they're fighting each other. You know, look back in history. This is a one-sided war. This is a arbitrary raising of tariffs at the whims of a man who thinks he is king against countries who he loves to prop up their leaders and he loves to talk great about them, but then does these this makes no sense whatsoever. There's no reason to go into another trade war with China, another, because we did it before. It didn't work. Like we said, I don't know why Biden didn't get rid of him, but this is a one-sided trade war being led by a guy who just speaks out of every side of his face, and it's going to end up hurting the American consumer.
It's going to make things cost more.
Yep.
The CEO of Stanley Black & Decker, Donald Allen, told his analysts in October that the company is evaluating a variety of different scenarios to plan for new tariffs. Obviously, coming out of the gate, there will be price increases associated with tariffs that we put into the market, adding that there's usually some type of delay given the processes that our customers have around implementing price. He also said they're going to consider moving out of China and into other countries like Mexico to reduce the impact of a 60% tariff on Chinese imported goods. Just a little side note here. Notice he did not say they're coming back to the U.S.
No.
No, they're going to go to Mexico.
Which I could see Trump directing a tariff towards them. His mass deportation and I just honestly, I don't see why Mexico isn't going to be immune from a possible tariff. I mean, especially like with his statements on the wall, which Mexico never paid for, by the way.
No, it didn't.
Ever did. We did.
Yep.
We did. So I just feel like it's almost like any country with major manufacturing isn't safe because he'll just slap a tariff on them.
Well, and in talking to some of the folks that we've talked to over the last couple of months about how this works, there does appear to be a justification for strategic tariffs.
Yeah.
But not when he keeps talking about across the board tariffs on everything. And that is going to fix all of our problems. And that just isn't reality.
No, it really isn't reality at all. I mean, the cost of things, certain products are high. How do we fix them? I mean, I'm not going to tell you I know the magic cure. I don't, but tariffs isn't it. And we're hearing from companies who are run by, my guess, not bleeding heart liberals. At least in any case, they're not. They've said outwardly they're going to pass the cost of these tariffs on to the customers. They're not going to suck them up. They're not going to subtract them from the bottom line. We're
going to pay for them
because they want to stay in business. Makes sense. It's America. Capitalism. Sure. Do your thing. But this, my big thing about this whole topic is when prices go up, he will somehow be walking through the raindrops of blame on supporters. They're going to find a reason to blame the Democrats, Joe Biden,
immigrants,
Kamala Harris, immigrants. They'll probably blame it on Hunter Biden's laptop. And I wish that was a joke. It's just how it works now. He does what he wants. It has a devastating effect on the people, but the people do not place the blame on him.
And don't forget, Elon essentially said that, yep, we're going to have some hardships.
Yep, 2 years.
Oh, just a couple of years of hardships. Couple of years of hardships.
Yep.
Sorry about that. But then after that, everything's going to be ducky.
Yeah, and I'd love to know what those hardships are exactly going to be, because people are going through some hard times right now. So,
Donald Trump said in September that tariffs are the greatest thing ever invented, indicating his preference for tariffs as a domestic manufacturing catalyst. Economists largely agree tariffs will increase inflation, coming at a bad time as annual inflation is down from the four-decade high of over 9% to a still historically above average high of 2.6%. So I don't know, you may want to start, if you haven't already,
yeah,
get your Christmas shopping out of the way.
Right now. Like right.
And if you're considering buying a car.
And I am.
That might be something you want to do before the first of the year.
Oh, I can't do that. I got to pay for Christmas presents. I mean, yeah, we're going to get hit hard. And it almost seems like on purpose, because they can. And what are we going to do about it?
Well, there's that.
So it's very disappointing, because as an American, want to, I think for the most part, for most of us, should be able to pay our bills, live a good life, be comfortable. I'm not saying rich.
Isn't that most of our goals, is just to be comfy?
To just be out of paycheck to paycheck is a good place to be.
Yep.
But this will not make it easier. And this will not make it easier for all of us, regardless of who you voted for. And I'm just hoping that when people see the cold, hard truth, they might say, oh, maybe this wasn't the best idea.
Well, and again, it remains to be seen how these will be implemented. He said lots of things. He says lots of things.
Yeah.
And whether or not they will all come to fruition remains to be seen. But we will keep you updated.
Oh, yeah.
We'll keep you informed. Talking tariffs. When we return, is the big time heading for a Wisconsinite. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Yeah!
Listen to sports coverage from Mike Clemens on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Iron Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, the YouTuber. They're likely, this is just me wildly speculating, might have been a wee bit of a gentleman's agreement. Try to make it look good, but nobody's actually going to try to knock anybody out.
I actually put a bet on that, and I bet it for Jake Paul to win, just because I knew it was staged. Mike Tyson was going to do what he's going to do. Clearly, obvious, he could have knocked him out. He just didn't want to do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The John and Gordy Show.
The clipping sound you heard was all of global allies cutting their cables that connect to the American intelligence network.
For the Republican Party to submit themselves to Vlad Putin is just... You must be able to see Ronald Reagan's corpse underneath his grave because it's just turned to clear glass because he's been spinning so fast and melted it.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Covering the games and biggest sports news, listen daily to Mike Clemens on Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Dr. Slide on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park here in Racine, Wisconsin. You can always join us, call or text. It's the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter after the 10:30 news. Dom Salvia, our friend and colleague, will be joining us for all the best people. We'll look at some more of the latest cabinet nominees for the next Trump administration.
Just the best bunch of dudes.
There's another Wisconsin tie in there, too.
Awesome.
So we will be kicking that around with Dom after 10:33. But speaking about a Wisconsin connection and potentially really heading to the big time, thank you, Peter Gabriel. Wisconsin Public Radio says Wisconsin's Ben Wickler among Democrats rumored for the DNC chair.
I think this is great. I think Ben is fantastic. I love his energy. We had him on the show like a month ago, last month, and he's just a good dude. I like him, and I feel like he'll bring a Wisconsin energy to the – I mean, he has done wonders for the Wisconsin Democratic
Party. He really has.
Especially in fundraising, because fundraising was always a problem with Democrats.
Yeah.
County by county, not easy. But – he has brought in a plan. He's brought in energy and focus, and he's gotten a lot of credit for that, too.
He has been head of the Wisconsin Democratic Party since 2019, widely respected in battleground politics. As you said, Greg, he's credited with massively expanding the party's fundraising capabilities, drawing in tens of millions of dollars to fuel state races, and keeping Wisconsin competitive in a year when Dems lost badly, but not as badly here in Wisconsin. And we picked up some seats.
No, and I mean, we also didn't, as far as national swing state, we didn't lose as badly as some other states did. I mean, it was a very tough election, and he won.
He did win, yes.
So, but the work that was put in through the Wisconsin Democratic Party in concert with the unions, in concert with people knocking on doors, there was an energy here. And that's going to keep going. And I'm not plumping for Ben Wickler right now. I just really like him. And I think that sort of Midwest down-home attitude of like, let's get the work done.
And let's go knock on doors and talk to folks.
Exactly. Wisconsin's ground game is stellar. Stellar.
And it's taken years to build it up to this point.
Yes. 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 So I'm all in. I love this idea. I really hope it goes far. I think you need some. I think something we saw with Tim Walz's nomination as the VP is you saw a Midwest energy that people really attached to, and I think that Ben has that same energy, that wholesome, true natured. Let's get the work done. Let's do this together. And yeah, I really hope the best for him.
After last week's loss, this is from obviously the week before.
Yeah.
Ben Wickler pointed to Wisconsin's narrower margin of loss compared to other swing states as a sign of relative organizational strength. Wickler also got acclaim from national Democratic leaders. He got a shout out at the DNC.
Mm-hmm.
This would be good for him, but then who takes his place here in Wisconsin? Although he's got, as you said, pretty good ground game established. There must be people that are ready to slide in there.
I wouldn't be surprised if Ben has already had this conversation with a few people on his own short list to say, look, if this happens, my plan, because I mean, when you work in this kind of industry, you're always looking up. And you have to, you know, all right, I'm the chair of the party now. What's next? Who do I surround myself that's great? Who do I trust? And who do I want to hand this over to? So I wouldn't be surprised if Ben already has that name in his mind and they've already started doing the work.
Well, and again, he has not been named head of the DNC yet.
No.
There are a couple of other people in the running.
No.
So it's not like this is a lock for Ben Wickler.
No, but Ben is also the type of person who plans. And when you plan, you want to make sure that you have a replacement in the wings. So I wouldn't be surprised if there's at least one to two names he'd be willing to be like, this is your person. I'm going to go take this. We're all going to take this to the next level. But yeah, I really do. And I don't, nothing against big states, but one thing I've learned in this election is that, you know, these swing states, Wisconsin, Midwestern states, we have a lot to offer and we shouldn't be overlooked because we're not on a coast. Because we don't have a city with 3 to 10 million people in it. We have great things to offer as a region, as a state, and I think that Ben would be a great choice.
He would be a great representative. He really would. And I just have always gotten a real common guy kind of feel from him.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. There's nothing worse than, especially in campaigning politics. One thing when it's like government, but campaigning politics, when someone takes themselves way too seriously and they think that they are the everything, the beginning, the end, the middle, the all that in a bag of chips. You're like, dude, can you just take a packet and go knock on some doors already? You know, and Ben is that total package. He's a guy who will knock on doors, but also
and he's done it. Good heavens.
But also make those huge phone calls to get huge amounts of money from people and organize gigantic events. So I'm a big fan of him.
I am too. I think it would be a great pick. Mm-hmm. I would be sad to see him leave Wisconsin, but yeah. If he can take what we're doing here and it, you know, bring it to a national model, that would not be a bad thing.
I don't disagree with that. Maybe bring the national office to Wisconsin.
Where is the DNC now?
Well, it's probably in D.C. Yeah, probably in D.C.
I would imagine so.
I have to imagine, yeah.
Just talking about Ben Wickler, the Wisconsin head of the Wisconsin Democrats, being considered to head the national Democratic National Committee.
Yep. Yep, and it is located in D.C.
It's in D.C.
Yep, and then Ben Wickler becomes of the mid. He's no longer of the people, because apparently, according to Eric Hovde, whenever you move to D.C., you don't connect with the Wisconsin people anymore.
He would have been different, though.
You're right.
He would have been different.
Still no call to Tammy. All right.
Yeah, no, still no call to Tammy, and don't worry. He's going to be back in a decade anyway. We're going to see him again. News is coming up next, and then when we return, Dom Salvia will be here for all the best people around 427. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Airing a game right now, but stay here on the stream for more Civic Media news, talk, and more.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. More people across the country are driving electric vehicles, but Wisconsin lags behind. EVs only make up about 1% of all cars on our roads. Here's Judith Ruiz Branch.
Misconceptions about cost, maintenance, and performance are top of mind for hesitant buyers. But in Wisconsin, where about 30% of the state's population is rural, accessibility is one of the biggest concerns. Jeremiah Brockman with the Wisconsin Electric Vehicle Association thinks it's only partly because rural areas in general are slower to catch on to some trends. He says some areas still don't have enough charging stations.
Part of the problem, too, is you have more farmland in rural areas. And if you spend the entire day out on a farm and you're driving around your, you know, many acres of land, you worry about where you're going to charge your vehicle at that point. And I think that's another hurdle.
Compared to neighboring states, Wisconsin has significantly fewer charging stations. In an effort to help bolster the state's EV infrastructure, Wisconsin passed a law earlier this year to install a network of 65 fast charging stations statewide. The plan is to install them every 50 miles along the interstate system and major highways through next year. Even though the law was Republican-authored in Wisconsin, Brockman says he believes the political divide is another factor in EV ownership hesitation.
Honestly, you know, this is part of a larger national conversation where electric vehicles are kind of being politicized. And, you know, I like to say the benefits are there. It doesn't matter who you voted for last Tuesday. The benefits are there no matter what.
Those benefits include lower fuel and maintenance costs, lower emissions, and potential tax breaks. For Public News Service, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Paul Mescal's star is on the rise. With the release of Gladiator 2 this coming weekend, that should continue. According to Variety, the Gladiator will be the featured host on Saturday Night Live December 7th, which means he has officially arrived. Mescal will be the Late Night Institution's first guest the week back after the Thanksgiving hiatus. That week's musical guest will be the genre-bending musical artist Shaboozey. Kevin Costner fans are desperate for Kevin Costner to finish his four-part series Horizon, an American Saga. The source? Kevin Costner. Costner assured fans that Chapter 3 was on the way a few months ago, but that was before Chapter 1 underperformed at the box office and distributors pulled Part 2 from theaters and sent it right to the stream. Costner didn't sound as confident more recently when he told Deadline in the last few days he is hopeful Chapter 3 will still get made, giving the vibe he is tired of his own project. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This Civic Media station is currently broadcasting the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks over the air. Due to streaming restrictions, we can't provide you the broadcast here. You can find an affiliated station at civicmedia.us to find the game over the air. We'll also have updates on the game and the biggest sports news from Mike Clemens daily on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show.
Zomers, are you a Netflix and chill guy?
Do you know what Netflix and chill means?
I thought it just meant watch something on Netflix together.
You say that's what you're going to do, but you're really having them over there for sex.
This is why nobody wants to come to my place anymore. I say, hey, you want to come over and have Netflix and chill? People keep saying, well, no, I don't think so. I'll take it back. And I just thought they were being rude.
I do have Netflix, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
I had somebody recently in one of the classes I was teaching saying to me, I don't do politics, Mr. Santel. I don't spend all my time watching MSNBC and reading the opinion columns. I get that.
You might not do politics, but sooner or later, politics is going to do you. Yeah. You got to have some basic level of understanding of what government is about and how it functions and a little bit of the history of it.
You need to do enough.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Good good morning. Welcome, welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Calviente on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park here in Racine. You can always join us. The number is the same if you call or if you text 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that used to be Twitter. After the 11 o'clock news, we're going to talk to Emily Pritzkow. She's the executive director of the Wisconsin Building Trades Council about this new big solar project that is getting underway in Wisconsin. Lots of union labor involved in this. That is a good thing. So we'll be talking to Emily about that. We will wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is Insurance Fraud Edition. Right now, though, very delighted to have our noisy friend in the studio with us.
Have you ever been in a radio room before?
Let's just knock some more things around, Dom Salvia. No, how are you?
I am awesome. Good to see you guys. Thank you for having me. It's been way too long.
It really has. Yes, it's good to see you, and thanks for coming down this much ahead of your own show.
It is my pleasure.
Appreciate it. All kinds of things we're going to cover in this half hour, Dom. And we wanted to do another round. We've been doing this as we get more cabinet appointees nominated or whatever under consideration. All the best people.
Usually the best people.
All the best people.
Hire the best people.
Donald Trump said that his first time around, and now he's trying to outdo himself, apparently. All the best people, round two, starting with Wisconsin's own Sean Duffy.
We did it.
We got there.
We're in.
The real world guy.
The MTV guy. Yeah.
And the road rules. That's what makes him, as Pat Kreitlow said, qualified for Secretary of Transportation. He knows what it's like
to drive.
Cars.
To drive.
Yeah.
On roads.
Roads. They rule.
Roads rule.
He obviously was in office here in Wisconsin for many years. Mm-hmm. And then elected up north.
Then he wasn't, because he had to go make money to support a growing family.
Very large family. Nine children.
Nine children.
Wow. And his wife also part of the Fox
family
lineup. Yes.
Oh, and
yes.
That's and Real World is where they met. They met on MTV together.
So romantic.
Yeah, it really just makes you know.
Gen Xers taken over. I mean, come on. The Department of Transportation, like 55,000-ish employees. It's a pretty big agency.
Huge agency. Yeah.
Pete Buttigieg, big shoes to fill. I think Pete's a capable, intelligent guy. Mm-hmm. And Duffy, you know, he was a DA, he's an attorney. It's not right. he's not a dumb man.
No.
Can you go anywhere besides Fox News for filling these positions?
I think this is what it is, at least a second pick from the Fox News pool.
Well, Pete Hegseth.
Yeah.
Was the first one.
Yeah. And he's got.
Yeah, that's a whole. I know.
I mean,
that's a whole other pick we're not even going to get around to today.
Real, So, the Duffmeister.
Doofington.
I just feel like this is a reward for Rupert, because he's rewarding two of Rupert's employees.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be where he is without Fox.
Which is funny, because how many times in the past 10 years has he railed against Fox on various social media forums for not being nice to me?
Not nice enough.
He rails on everybody eventually. You know what we should be doing is taking the, we'll call it Deadpool, the rejection pool. Like, of all these folks that are going to be now working with him in this administration, which ones of them at the end of this administration, we'll talk about how much of a fascist he is and how terrible he was to work for, and how many of these folks will Trump in the future say, just a coffee boy. I barely knew the man.
I don't know, because I really think what he didn't do last time, he didn't fill it with Trump loyalists. Because there was no such really thing as a Trump loyalist, at least at that level of business and government. Now he's had 4+ years to create, and mine from those individuals who are like, you do you, boss. Whatever you want.
Have any of these picks that Trump has now put forward, anybody he hasn't seen on the television? Right, because aren't all of them like always out there on TV, like
in some way, shape, or form?
Right.
Yeah.
But Gabbard.
But it's like he sees him on TV and goes, "Oh, that's Central Casting,
Central
right there."
Central Casting.
Oh my God. He loves that. He loves that.
And he picked Matt Gaetz. Dude. Sorry, not attractive. I'll say it. I said it out loud.
But to your earlier point, Dom, I don't know that, and I agree with Greg. These people are all in. They are never going to come forward in a year or 2 years or 4 years and say, he was worse than I ever expected. Yeah. No, he's, but they're never going to last. I think the bigger thing is we should make a list of all of them and then see who's going to go first.
Didn't MSNBC, like, Maddow started doing that like in the first administration, and the board just got like too big. It was just too long. Oh my God, we're going to stop doing this because there's too many names. We don't even know what's happening.
There's another chief of staff. Honestly, one of these.
I think unless they are to go by way of criminal indictment or, I don't want to say death, but like, I think the first one to go, honestly, will be Elon. I think Elon and he will be too much for each other. It's too much ego
in one
small place, and it's just not gonna. I mean, Elon's already, it seems like he's already overstaying his work. Someone said he broke the record for nights stayed over at Mar-a-Lago by Carrie Lake. He's there all the time. He's everywhere with him. He's going to events. He's like he's on that call with Russia. He talked to the Iranian ambassador.
They're gonna be at the launch of SpaceX either tonight or tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, because Donald Trump can't.
I mean, don't get him started on the rockets. He's very impressed with the rockets and the paint job on the rockets. It's really something else.
You know who else loves a paint job on a rocket? My grandpa. He'll talk about that for a while too.
When naming John Duffy to head the Department of Transportation, Donald Trump said, "quote He will prioritize excellence, competence, competitiveness, and beauty when rebuilding America's highways, tunnels, bridges, and airports." He will ensure our ports and dams serve our economy without compromising our national security, and he will make our skies safe again by eliminating DEI for pilots and air traffic controllers.
So we talked about this today on Pat's show. We talked about the vicious, terrible anti-Americanness that's DEI as far as our pilots go. Either one of you. Take a guess, just of pilots in major airlines, how many of them are just black?
2%.
Oh, that's 3.9. 1.6 is Asian. 6 point something is Asian. And then 1 point something is Latino / Hispanic. 94.3% are white. And 10% of all of that are women. So really, is DEI really ruining transportation, the skies above?
Are white men that much better at flying than everybody else? Come on, you got to be kidding me. Of course it doesn't match the rest of the makeup of this country by far.
Well, and when I think about the airplane news we've had over the last year and a half or so, it doesn't seem to have been mid-air crashes. It's been mid-air doors blowing off.
Well, thank you, Boeing.
Which seems to me not to be a DEI problem.
Yeah, and that was, he said, he goes, but Pete Buttigieg's here was doors blowing off. I don't think the government even had anything to do with it. I think that's a design flaw and an assembly flaw, and that's a private business flaw.
Yes.
So, also, that's so weird. Beauty. We have beautiful tunnels. I don't even know what that means. Make me understand.
It'll be very, very beautiful.
And how exactly are these tunnels and our port, how are these going to be funded? Oh, that's right. Didn't we pass an infrastructure bill?
Which has probably got to get repealed.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Right?
Well, then how are you going to pay for all the beautiful tunnels?
It'll be the tariffs.
Tom. Get on board.
But are we going to use the tariffs to help pay for child care? I mean, how much tariff profit are we going to split around here?
That's why we have to, like, raise it to 2,000%.
Okay.
Because tariffs fix everything.
Yeah.
Tariffs fix everything.
The Charlie Kirk comment. Remember Charlie Kirk? If I see a black pilot, I'm going to be like, boy, I hope he's qualified. Charlie Kirk, big influencer on the right.
So, I know he is.
Yeah, very gummy smile, too.
And what is Charlie's area of expertise?
He's Charlie Kirk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's got a PhD in Charlie Kirk.
Good to know.
Yeah, he's very good at talking at people.
Sean Duffy, according to the Washington Post, has little transportation experience, except he's driven on roads.
Yes.
But that's not unusual for people nominated to run the departments. Current Secretary Pete Buttigieg had previously been mayor, but past presidents have opted to buttress their picks with a deputy more deeply steeped in policy issues. Okay. He's going to have to work with regulators about Elon wants...
I'm going to stop you there. No, he won't.
Elon wants his self-driving cars. So he's going to be tasked with working with Tesla to make sure that Elon can get all his perfectly safe, nothing wrong here self-driving vehicles.
This is a reminder that the Cybertruck alone this year has been recalled 6 times. All right.
No speed limits.
Yeah.
I mean, can we just embrace the Mega? How about this? No speed limits. Come on, Duffy. Be there with
Dom,
me.
Dom, we are white men in our 40s.
50s.
Whatever. We should be the first ones up on the mountain. We should be planning a January 6th just in case, and I can't do it. Like, I don't understand.
The other thing, too, again, according to this article in the Washington Post, the FAA has tried to fine Elon SpaceX over allegations that it has failed to follow rocket launch licensing. That's provoked a clash with Musk and his allies. And the other thing that's going on, you know, he wants to launch rockets 3 times a day from Texas. Elon does. And there are all kinds of EPA problems with this. The launch site is surrounded by a wetland. And so the water that they're using to cool the ship, the rocket engines, they're releasing into these wetlands. What could go wrong?
I mean, that's totally fine.
I'm surprised Elon didn't just call up Greg Abbott and say, hey, take care of this.
Buy the wetlands. Elon, you got the money? Well, I mean, we don't regulate. I mean, how many licenses do you need to put a rocket up? You know, I mean, come on. One should
be enough.
Sufficient.
Yeah.
I mean, two.
Just two? Okay, two.
Two.
Well, we'll double it up. Two.
It's really a lot of burden.
And Elon, you think about the clash of personality. Elon's going to stand up. Oh, I'm just going to cut $2 trillion. I mean, okay, where, how, what?
Yeah.
How, I mean, you know, these numbers. Oh, we're gonna deport everybody. I'm gonna get rid of inflation. I mean, these are the promises of this administration. These are the promises that got them elected. I don't see how that's going to happen.
No, it's impossible. And I shouldn't say that. I take that back. It's not impossible, but to cut $2 trillion is incredibly difficult to do. Economists are already saying that, and it's not going to bode well for the American people. Getting rid of undocumented workers is going to gut punch this economy, and people aren't going to take those jobs. And then finally, we don't want zero inflation. 0% inflation is bad for the economy. 2% is where almost any economist who's ever been on television will tell you, that's where you want it to be.
That's the goal.
That's the goal. And it's at 2.9 right now. And that's not great, but it's certainly not what they want you to think, which is like, oh, it's like 35-40%. No, it's 2.9%. And that's a little bit raised. But this whole notion.
It was 9%.
It was, yeah. Yeah.
It's going down.
Yeah.
Again, but those previous increases are still baked into the cake, which of course, and that's not going back. You know, that's not going to get unwound anytime soon. The prices will continue to increase. They don't decrease. But it is amazing how the right, and in some ways and on the left as well, the perception of how the economy is has changed since the election. The righties are like, oh, this is great. The economy is awesome. And the Dems are like, oh, this sucks. So I think that, but I don't want to fall into that trap. There's certainly people's personal economics. Everyone's got their own thing. But then there's the gauges, you know, the GDP, the unemployment rate, interest rate, inflation, those kinds of things.
Yep.
Those things are measured by independent agencies and put out there. We can argue about whether or not the measurements are accurate or not, but those are the historical numbers, and those things are going to remain the same. So the inflation as it is today, as the Republicans look at it, say, well, it's not so bad now that Trump's elected.
Yeah.
Well, it's the same as it was before Trump got elected.
Exactly.
So, but I don't want the Dems to also fall into the trap. While these tariffs could be very terrible, cutting $2 trillion out of the government budget could be terrible, but we won't know until that happens. And when that happens, we'll see it reflected in the GDP, in the BLS numbers, in the interest rates. Then we'll be able to gauge and say, I got a bad feeling about this. I'm like Han Solo here. Got a bad feeling about this, but it's not there yet.
Yeah.
We're going to continue our conversation with Dom Salvia and all the best people around 19. It's Matt Nair on air. Stay with us. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
Download the free Civic Media app today at civicmedia.us. Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Brittany Merlot, it's time for a little weather and wine.
If you're a weather nerd like me, I know, Jane, you are.
I like the
Do
weather.
Do you know what Coco Raz is?
What?
Coco Raz. COCORAHS. Community Collaborative Rain, Hail, and Snow Network. You can actually help us meteorologists. All you do is put a rain gauge outside, and this is how I tell you guys how much rain Wisconsin got.
That sounds so Coco Raz.
It's a Coco Raz kind of moment.
Yeah. Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
I went out to the car and I had to scrape ice off my window.
You're kidding.
Do you have a good ice scraper at least?
I have an excellent ice scraper and thank God it was in the car yet.
I had to use like my credit card to scrape my windshield.
Oh no.
You know what works great is a cassette. What?
You actually used a cassette to hit the ice off your windows?
Yeah.
No. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
News, talk, community, and local sports. Thanks for listening to Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calvinator coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park here in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Putz de Leon continues to actively ruin. 1 hour from now, we will wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is the insurance fraud edition. So stick around for that. Delighted to be joined in studio by our friend and colleague, Dom Salvia, who has his own show across the network from 4 to 6 p.m. We were talking about all the best people coming into the next Trump administration, and we've spent a little time talking about Matt Gaetz as Attorney General and reports that he had sex with a 17-year-old girl and
allegedly
and took her across state lines and used Venmo to pay for it.
Wasn't the subject matter in the Venmo like for college?
Oh, was that yeah. what it was? Well, extracurriculars? Yeah.
We know all about it because the guy who tried to strike a deal didn't get help. So he said, you know what? I'm going to sell you out from start to finish.
He's in jail.
He's in jail. But he helped with the case because he wasn't going to get any protection.
Yeah, exactly. We have a couple of clips from Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, a highly moral man.
Oh, indeed.
Very, 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 very moral man. Kevin, let's play clip number one from Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, weighing in on Matt Gaetz's nomination.
Gaetz, as you know, had been facing a House Ethics Committee investigation over numerous allegations, including one that he had sex with a 17-year-old. We should note that Gaetz denies that allegation. On Wednesday, you said this about the House Ethics Committee's investigation.
The Speaker of the House is not involved in that, can't be involved in that, so I'm not really the person probably to answer that question.
But on Friday, you did want something to do with it. You said the House Ethics Committee report should not be released. Oh. In between those two comments, you did speak with President-elect Trump. Did he encourage you to change your position and to squash the House Ethics Committee report from being released?
No, he did not. The President and I have literally not discussed one word about the ethics report, not once.
Lines
and I've been
sin,
with
Mike.
Him quite a bit this week between Washington and Mar-a-Lago and last night in Madison Square Garden. But
Yeah, that was a weird photo, too. I don't know if you saw that.
Oh, God, yeah.
Him with, and Kid Rock
and was that, Dana White.
And Dana White was just, that was a real brain disconnect there. Yeah, we don't need to see the report.
No, it's fine. It's totally fine.
It's all good because he's a private citizen now, Dom.
Well, of course, he wasn't then. The guy resigns 2 days before this thing is going to get released, and Trump puts him on for... Attorney General?
Yeah.
So this is the opposite world, right? Let's put the anti-vaxxer in charge of the vaccines.
Yes.
Let's put the, what did Mitt Romney refer to Tulsi Gabbard as? A Russian propagandist.
A Russian asset.
I believe a traitor, he also said. That's the Republican talking about Republican. Let's put her in charge of DNI. I mean, what? This is exactly as the speaker has alluded to. These are not burdensome, troublesome picks. They're there to shake it up. That's what they're there for.
That's the only thing. Uh-huh.
Disruptors.
I already feel shaken up as it is. But here's a question. If Matt Gaetz gets confirmed, he's then a public citizen again. I feel like he's well and within the rights of we should know what's going on with citizens who work for the government.
Well, I do not understand in any way, shape, or form how someone who has these kinds of allegations against him... And you're going to make him the most powerful attorney in the country.
There's a adjudicated rapist re-entering the White House.
There's that.
Are you really shocked?
No, actually.
No, yeah. I mean,
and Gaetz would not be alone because Pete Hegseth signed an NDA
and paid
and paid her off to not talk about it. And Robert Kennedy Jr. just got Olivia Nunzi fired from the Times for having an affair.
I mean, but
not
does,
to mention Donald
does,
Trump
does
has
video sex really count? I mean, is that really an affair?
Yeah, folks, let us know your thoughts. Please let me know your thoughts on that one. Also, let's not forget adjudicated rapist, but also his own set of, the Stormy Daniels thing, which is an NDA, paid her off for sex. I mean, to say that these are moral individuals isn't even laughable anymore. It's just What rock are you under? What are you smoking? Why can't you accept reality? All those questions apply, and they can all be, I don't know. But the thing is it's just absolutely ridiculous. And then Mike Johnson goes on to say they've never done this before. And Jake Tapper says, yes, they have, because there's proof.
Released a report on an ex-congressman.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And,
yes.
That is not without precedent. That's happened before. In the couple of minutes we have left, I just want to share this from Wisconsin's own Ron Johnson.
Oh.
Talking about Matt Gaetz, he said he hasn't seen the findings from the allegations that Gaetz sexually assaulted a minor. I know he's got potentially some issues out there.
Some issues.
I don't know what they particularly are. I haven't seen the ethics report, so he'll go through the confirmation process, and I'll keep an open mind. What do these guys read? Do they read anything?
Oh, they don't read.
Oh, that's the secret.
Yes. That's the secret.
Yes. Is that the secret to a happy life?
So you don't have to be aware of the facts. If you don't read it, if you don't know, then you can claim ignorance. I didn't see Donald Trump's tweets. I don't know anything about it.
I don't know
it.
Nothing. I just work here. I mean, it's...
Ignorance is bliss.
Oh, God.
The expectations. When we have people like Mike Johnson, who stands up there, pretends to be and claims to be this righteous individual, and then gives a pass on folks that would normally be considered not very righteous, can we just discount their righteousness?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, thank you.
That'd be a good starting point.
Thank you. We'll start there.
Dom Salvia, join him this afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m. across the network. Stay with us. News is next. You are listening to Matt Maher on air, coming to you across the statewide, countrywide, potentially global Civic Media Radio Network.
Thanks for listening. Your spot for local sports coverage is Civic Media.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today.